The Magic Book of the Month.
Hello, I'm Steve Priestley, and welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. Now, this month, history, hidden secrets, and dead bodies. If you want the ultimate page turner, don't miss The Grave Tattoo by Val McDermid. You can tell me now or you can stay after school and tell me then, Matthew said, his voice hard. He'd never understood the complaints of teachers who claimed they couldn't control the kids. He just had to show them who was boss and keep on showing them. I just said, Jonathan's voice trailed off as he looked around desperately for support that was not forthcoming. You just said what? I said I knew who Sam's ancestor was, he mumbled. I'm fascinated to hear it, Matthew said. And who exactly did you have in mind? Jonathan's ears were scarlet and his eyes were fixed on the floor. The monkey man up on the moor, he said, in a voice barely above a whisper. You mean the body in the bog, Matthew guessed. The grisly discovery had been the talk of the village for the past few days. So maybe he's one of our ancestors, Sam chipped in. Yeah, Kylie said enthusiastically. Maybe he got murdered and buried on the fell. It'll be like Silent Witness. The doctor will figure out how he died, and then the police will have to find out what happened. Matthew couldn't help grinning. I don't think it'll be quite like that, Kylie. From what I hear, if the body in the bog was murdered, his killer will be long dead too. But until we have some facts, I suggest we get back to what we do know about. He held up a hand to silence their chatter. And who knows, maybe one of you will discover an ancestor who went missing at the right time. Sam gazed at him, open-mouthed. That would be fantastic, he breathed.
The Magic Book of the Month.
By 3:30, the Viking had almost returned its default state of vacant tranquility. Jane went straight to the story she had not had time to read properly before the lunchtime rush. Harry pulled the paper towards him. From the looks of this, Fellhead's got distractions of its own. He pointed to the article, passing it over to Dan. Death stalks the fells. Harry and Jane carried on eating while Dan read the piece. Well, at least you wouldn't have to worry about a mad axe man on the loose, he said. If this is a murder victim, his killer will have been in the ground almost as long. Never mind murder, Jane said, pointing to the penultimate paragraph. I'm more interested in his tattoos. Black tattoos. What does that say to you? 18th century sailors, South Seas Island. Lots of them got native tattoos when they went there, like Fletcher Christian. Dan grinned. Your favourite rural legend. What are you two on about? Harry asked. What do you know about the mutiny on the Bounty, Jane said. Harry shrugged. I remember the bit where Mel Gibson stages the mutiny and casts the evil Captain Bligh adrift in an open boat, then sets sail for Tahiti. Very good, Harry. Except it wasn't actually Mel Gibson. It was Fletcher Christian who led the mutiny. And what I'm interested in is not the mutiny as such, it's the aftermath. The fate of the mutineers remained a mystery for a long time. They actually ended up on Pitcairn Island, and the official version is that the mutineers had a falling out with the natives, and there was a massacre. Supposedly, Fletcher Christian was the first white man killed. End of story. But there has to be a but, right? Harry said. This is Jane's fantasy bit, Dan chipped in. Jane looked fairly uncomfortable. There's always been a bit of a rumour in the Lake District that Fletcher Christian didn't die on Pitcairn, that the massacre was just a cover-up. Somehow he managed to flee the island and make his way back to England, where he lived out the rest of his days, hidden from justice by his friends and family. Harry's expression shifted through surprise to incredulity. You're kidding, right? I mean, this is just gossip. Like I said, it's Jane's favourite rural legend, Dan said, lighting a cigarette.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Dr. River Wild tried to control her desire to shout at the man. She was gradually coming to realise that the bureaucracy of television made university administrators look like amateurs. She stabbed her pen savagely into the paper. But this won't wait. I need to begin work on the cadaver as soon as possible. This is cheap telly. All you need is a camera crew. You shadow my investigation into the body. Come on, Phil. You know your viewers love this kind of thing. Reality TV meets the History Channel. Bog bodies don't turn up that often, and this one's got some really unusual features. Those tattoos are remarkable. I'm convinced we're going to get some really fascinating stuff as we go along. This isn't some drunken local who fell into a bog. This is something special. I think we could be talking the South Seas. Just think how much more interesting and how much cheaper it will be to shadow the course of a real forensic investigation rather than relying on reconstruction all the time.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Caroline skimmed the story. Fellhead, she said, her voice clipped and her face unreadable. Would that be where the lovely Jane hails from? Neither of them had spoken much of their past by tacit agreement, but Jake had mentioned spending time in the lakes with Jane when Caroline had been thinking of buying a bundle of Robert Southey's letters. That's right, he said. Then he grinned. I hope she's seen that story. Why? Because Fellhead doesn't hit the headlines often? No. He leaned across and pointed to the penultimate paragraph. because she'll be convinced this is evidence of one of her harebrained theories. She believes that Fletcher Christian didn't die on Pitcairn, that he came back to the lakes where he was sheltered by his family. But Jane has taken it one step further. She's convinced that if Christian came home, he would have been burning to tell his story to set the record straight. She believes that he looked up his old school friend William Wordsworth and told him his version of events, and that William wrote it all down as a long narrative poem, which he could never publish without dire consequences for himself and the entire Christian family. Caroline was sitting up straight now. Fletcher Christian was at school with Wordsworth, she demanded. Apparently. Jane says that part of the story is incontrovertible fact. The rest of it's rumour, gossip, and Jane's fantasy. Jake, do you have any idea what such a poem would be worth, supposing it really existed? He frowned, uneasy and wrong-footed. I'd never given it any thought. 100,000? Caroline shook her head in disbelief. At least 10 times that. I'd estimate between 1 and 2 million.
For more details of this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.